Time for our Finally Friday conversation. It's Northwoods Community Realty Day here on the radio because it's the first Friday of the month, and Jackie Leonard brought Keith Hansey along with her. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
All right. Well, Jackie, let's just get it out there. I made the big announcements this week. I'm no longer looking for a home. You are now guiding me through the process of getting into this new home that we found last weekend. I just want to say thank you to for all of your help, your patience. You have the patience of a saint woman. You know that? Yes. You really do. You are a very, very patient person. And your knowledge, your expertise, and knowing just what to look up on site, that means a whole lot, and your expertise, you've been doing this a long time, can't say thank you enough. We're finally found our dream home, and hopefully closing goes well at the end of the month.
Yep, it's going to be a fast one.
Good.
So I think that is great. I'm really glad. I think it's an awesome house. And
I was just thinking, knowing we were going to have a conversation today, Keith, you can chime in anytime you want.
Sure,
to, too, by the way. Don't want to leave you out, yeah, out too much. But I was thinking about all the different times we were at different properties. There's questions about soil and septic, and why is this little trickle of water coming through the cement down here in the basement? You get on your phone, you know exactly what to look for. You have answers like almost immediately, which helps a lot because, let's face it, it can be a stressful situation trying to find your dream home.
Yeah, I can, and I've been doing this a long time. So, and I've built homes, and it's just very helpful to, you know, have some background in either building and going through that process. I mean, you've bought and sold homes too,
right?
But it's just, we see the inspections on, you know, on the deals, and you get to know all these little things that come up in different areas that have different soils that might have an issue. So, you know, once you get south of Tomahawk, there can be clay soil, and that's exactly where you've been looking at homes.
Yep.
So I think a lot of the homes we looked at, it was very questionable,
right?
The soils and the basements, and we worried, and that's something
I did most of the worrying, let's face it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing to worry about because that's nothing to make light of.
Absolutely. And just a couple other points here quickly, too. Some of the other things that really stood out through this whole process is every time I sent you a text, didn't matter how late it was or what day of the week it was, you were always right there with a response. And most of the time, I felt guilty about sending those messages.
Well, that's our job. And we do it every day, you know, and you know, especially in this market, you can't put that stuff on hold because you text me, yep, we got to look at this house, and I was actually out of town.
Yeah.
So it was great that Cheyenne got to meet you there and show you the home, and then I actually went there on Tuesday.
And everything looked good to you, too?
Everything looked great, and I got a chance to chat with the homeowner about some stuff, too. So
good deal.
It's good.
Perfect. The other thing that also kind of stands out is the fact that there's a lot of people waiting in line right now. And so when you get your chance to get to the front of the line, you better shoot your shot and make it count right off the bat. And so we got to that point. We saw the pictures. We thought we got to get there ASAP. We were hoping to be the first people to see it, and we were. And then we thought, yes, you know, we can keep looking for absolute perfection, but I don't think perfection exists these days especially. And so we knew what we were looking for. It checked almost all the boxes, and so we came strong. We offered right off the bat a little bit over asking, and here we are. So that seems like pretty good advice in this kind of market, especially if you think it's even close, you better shoot your best shot right away.
Yeah, just because of the low inventory, you know, we used to ask clients, you know, have a whole list of their wants and needs, and that's been thrown out the door the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, you should hit your top ones, right? You knew exactly what you were looking for, and
yep,
there was things you were willing to compromise on and things that you weren't. And and we waited, right?
Yes.
And I don't want anybody buying a home just to buy a home, you know, because it's a lot of money and you're going to spend your time there, and if you're going to have to sell it someday. So the things that bother you are probably going to bother somebody down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you can fix those things, of course, but I think it's good to wait it out and find the one that you want.
We've known each other a long time. This is the first time we've actually like worked together. And so there was a couple of properties where we visited where I thought, okay, I don't think Jackie's all on board with this one. I don't think she's too warm about this one. She would rather steer us away. And that was very much appreciated, too. It's about relationships, and you really get to know your clients that way, and you can usually tell when it's the right one or not.
Yeah, and I just want clients to be happy in the long term. You know, this is a big investment, and you want to make sure that you have something you're going to be happy with.
And to acknowledge Keith in the process, he was happy to take the earnest money check out of my hand when you were in the office the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did miss your phone call.
But that's okay.
Yeah, we got it taken care of.
Yeah, we had a situation right in the middle of that transaction that Saturday morning when Jackie was away. And thank goodness phone chains worked.
Yep.
And everything came together just the way they're supposed to. So, again, just thank you very much. Thank you enough for the process, and looking forward to getting to the end of the process now. Keith, one of the other things that I talked about here, and you can probably chime in on this a little bit too. One of the part of the process of buying and selling a home, if you don't do it every day, and especially if you're years and years away, you start to forget about some of the things in the process.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I was probably pretty full of myself thinking I talk to so many realtors every day. I know what I'm doing in this market. I know what everything means. But I was really caught by surprise with one thing in the process here, the pre-approval as opposed to pre-qualified.
Yes.
People use, I use that those two phrases like they were the same, but they are not the same.
Two totally different things. The pre-approval from your lender is basically you telling them, hey, we make this, these are our debts, and then they quickly pre-approve you based off that information. Now, the pre-qualification for that loan process is you bringing in your W-2s, your tax stuff, and then they're doing a credit search. And part of the reason they don't do that credit search on the pre-approval is because you'll ding your credit. You want to do it when you're serious.
Mm-hmm.
And the pre-qualification comes just before closing to make sure that, all right, yep, everything that you told us is correct and there's nothing surprising out there like a credit card debt or, whatever it may be. So that's the difference between the pre-approval and the pre-qualification. And then when you were talking about the process, too, you know, it's been a while. Well, it's also changed a lot.
Sure.
So, you may have forgotten stuff, but that whole process changes year to year. And it's going to be changing again probably next year, you know, just between lenders, between title companies, between the real estate and MLS, everything. Everything's always changing.
One thing I've learned over the years of all these chats that we've had and just going through the process, people that start off from the beginning and don't use any professional help, if they're able to do that, well, God bless them. But 99% of the population can't, and it's difficult, and you want to make sure you're dotting every I and crossing every T. Otherwise, that could spell disaster, and something that you thought was nearly a miracle finally found the dream house.
Right, because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So there is a big risk. You know, when you're doing all that paperwork and you're taking all that stuff and you're taking on all the liability for somebody you're purchasing or somebody's purchasing, so it's a lot.
Yeah, and kudos to the listing agent of this property, Laura. You know, she gave us a counteroffer and covered everything that the seller needed to be covered on. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed with her counteroffer. I'm like, she definitely was working for her seller and making sure that we had this within a certain time period. Mm-hmm. Or otherwise, you know, 48 hours she gave us to get that over to her and made sure all the I's and T's were crossed. And, you know, I think she did a great job in that. And that, you know, that's our job as real estate agents to, you know, I'm working for you, she's working for the seller, and together, you know, we're trying to make sure everybody's covered.
And everything happens very fast now. It probably did back in the day in certain circumstances, but I'll bet every single transaction, it's happening very, very fast right now. And so if you find your dream home on a weekend, I was thinking that 48 hours wouldn't start until the next business day. It starts from the time they get the offer in their hand, no matter what day of the week it is, right?
Yep. So in the offer to purchase, it even says, like, our world is there are no weekends.
Okay.
every day is a business day. Mm-hmm.
Got
so
it. So that's
definitely the fact.
Something else to keep in mind as well. So I'm just trying to think. I think I said my thank yous, all the things that were coming to my head here. But now just waiting to get to the... I tell you what, since this, since we found the house last weekend, this has been one of the slowest weeks of my life. By yesterday, I was saying, it feels like Wednesday of next week already. The week's just dragging by, and so I'm just imagining now until the 31st. I got plenty to do. So I'm going to try to stay busy so the time goes a little faster. But boy, yeah, there's so much that goes in. All of a sudden when it hits you, it's like reality. And it's, wow, we have to move. Look at all this stuff we got to pack up.
Yeah, you start walking in your garage and your basement. And you're like, oh, when do we get all this stuff?
Yeah, where'd all this stuff come from?
You know, if sellers are out there or buyers, you know, start packing the stuff you don't need. You know, all the Christmas stuff. Get all that stuff to make that move easier. Because I just moved my daughter from one apartment to the next last Wednesday, and moving is not fun.
Once you start to get up in age, we got to downsize. And that's the other thing. You got 2,400 square feet. Now you got to fit that into 2,000 square feet. And that's not an easy thing either. So planning ahead will help the process too. I would assume that's good advice.
And it makes your house look better too if you're selling it. You know, decluttering, getting rid of all that clutter is number one.
Got it. Boy, we've took up almost all the time here with my house. Let's get to some notes here. But just again, thanks to everybody at Northwoods Community Realty. You guys have all just been awesome. So thank you very much. Really appreciate it. The Tomahawk Scholarship is the first thing on my list here. So let's talk about that first.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention we just picked four scholarship winners, and we'll be presenting those. I believe it's on the 17th. I might have that wrong, but that when all the rest of the scholarships are presented
scholarship
that night to the students, and we're just proud to support Tomahawk kids and in their next adventure.
Are these for kids planning on becoming real estate professionals or just kids who have done well in school?
Nope. I'm glad you brought that up because we do have a set of criteria that, you know, we put out there, but my number one thing that I look for is community involvement.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who's been volunteering and giving back to the community, because that's what we're all about.
Northwoods Community Realty. Mm-hmm. And so it really means something with the name. Values of homes. Zillow is a great tool, but that's all it is. Just one tool out of very many to make a successful transaction happen. And so if you look at it as the be-all, end-all, you're going to be disappointed. If you look at it as a tool, it can be a good help. So what can we talk about Zillow a little bit here, especially the Zestimate?
Yeah, so during the home show, we had QR codes that we gave people, and they could actually scan that and get an instant Zestimate. It actually takes Zillow and takes a couple other MLS and another website that kind of looks at the assessments and stuff. So it's really going off your property assessment is what Zillow is trying to do. It does take into consideration neighborhoods, which we don't have neighborhoods here, right?
Yeah.
Not like the rest of the world. So and if you have a trailer house over here and you have a $1.2 million sale over there, they're not meshing, right? So that's where the Zestimates go wrong here. So definitely if you have a lakefront property, it's not understanding you're on water versus somebody that's not on water. So that's probably the biggest problem. But in getting people to scan that and get an idea of what their home could be worth, what we want to do is we want you to look at that and go, oh my gosh, my house is worth way more than this. Well, then call us. And then we can actually do a market evaluation even without coming there. If I've been selling real estate so long, most of the houses I've probably seen them already, sold them three times.
Mm-hmm.
So between all the agents at our office, even just knowing some of the details about your property, we can give you a pretty good idea.
And speaking of that, like running the comps, I hear that we ran the comps and somebody asked, we ran the comps, how do you come up with that price? Well, how do these comps know what I've done to this house over all these years, all the improvements, the stone on the countertops, how do they know? It's just a guess, but it's kind of an educated guess. But that's all it is a guess.
Yeah, and where it's accurate is like take for instance like Wausau or Madison, where you have those subdivisions that are basically the same houses,
and
they're all the same. You know, within 5 years of each other,
right?
Then they're pretty accurate, because they can go off those sales. excuse me. And all that. But up here, every property is so different.
Yeah,
it really is. And every lake is different. The river is different. So,
and I guess the whole moral of the story is that there's every property is unique in its own way. There's good things and bad things. Everything is unique. And so just generalization in life is usually not a good idea.
Right.
Get specific. Get some professionals helping you. And that's where Northwoods Community Realty comes in. That's everything on my list except for the fact that, yes, properties are still in very high demand. If you're a buyer, you got to be ready to act immediately. If you're a seller, what's the best advice for a seller right now?
Yeah, I would just start with, let us come over and give you a value and see if it's something that you want to pursue. You know, the market is, I feel at, I've been doing this 20 years. I just, you know, it's at a 20-year high right now. And I think that's definitely going to change in the next 6 months to a year. That's just my prediction. I actually listed, I've got 4 new listings. One went on already this week out on Lake Ellis, really nice high-end home. And we have a really nice home. If anybody's looking for a vacation rental that already is set up, all turnkey, everything goes with, that's going to be on Nokomis with a Bauthaus. And then we have another one coming on Road Lake. So just watch for those.
All on a website?
All are going to be up today.
Okay. On website. NorthwoodsCommunityRealty.com. Mm-hmm. Northwoods. CR.com.
Either one.
Either way works. One other thing quickly, Keith, coming up in July, we have, of course, our Guahamut Water Ski Show, and we have Music on the River.
Yes.
They're going to coincide this year. It's going to be one of the biggest days in Tomahawk ever.
Yeah, and we've done that, I think, every 5 years. That kind of...
Does it? Okay, because I couldn't remember the last time it happened, but I was gone, that's why.
4 or 5 years, yeah. So we work with Music on the River. Because they go till 8, we start at 7:30, so we'll figure it out. We'll move the show back or whatnot. The biggest thing is if boats are leaving, the safety to make sure that we're not hitting rollers and boats, because it'll still be light out. It'll be fine.
Absolutely. But,
that'll be a huge night for people in Tomahawk.
Yeah.
Get to town early on July 3rd, that's for sure, because there's going to be a lot going on here. Music on the River is going to start a little early.
Okay.
And they're going to get done a little early to accommodate the ski
and then,
show, too.
So they'll probably get done, you know, 15, 20 minutes early, and we'll start 15, 20 minutes later.
Got it.
But for people in boats, they just can look at the river, the music on the river, and then just turn their seats around and watch the ski show. They don't even have to move.
So come to Tomahawk July 3rd, plan to stay all day, get a good spot to park early in the day, and just hang out. We've got good things to eat. We've got good things to see, a lot of cool people to hang out with. And so make your plans for July 3rd here in Tomahawk with our fantastic community. And if you're looking to buy or sell a home, Northwoods Community Realty is hard to beat. Plus, they have a place in Lake Tomahawk. How's everything going in Lake Tomahawk office these days?
It's going good. Everything is starting to pick up there for sure. Mm-hmm. I just drove through there last night.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, the activity is going to start picking up everywhere around here right about now.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend.
Especially if
we
could get more days like this, Jeff.
Boy.
Can you get us some more?
Amen to that. I just want to, I need to get out onto the lawn that I have right now. It's like a swamp, and so I won't be on the lawn at all. So that's why I'm devoting my weekend to the boat.
Wax on, wax off.
You better believe it, buddy. All right, Keith and Jackie, thank you both for being here, and have a great weekend. And Jackie, again, I can't say thank you enough. I'll probably say thank you next time I see you and every time after that, too.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Northwoods Community Realty on the first Friday of the month here on the big show of the Sunrise Show, I should say.